Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Eternal God, our Father, we thank You yet again for another day. Now, God, we come in this moment of worship, needing to hear from You. Pray now, God, by Your Holy Spirit, by Your power, that You will stand up in this feeble preacher and share Your Word. Lord, we don't deserve You, yet You're still good to us. We haven't always done the right thing, and You're still good to us. Lord, we're honest with You right now. Our I's are not dotted, T's are not crossed in some areas, but here we are in Your presence, asking You for another chance to get this thing right. I pray now, God, that You will destroy yokes today.
Yes, God.
And tear down the walls around our hearts and minds. Remove the distractions that's trying to hinder us and hurt us from receiving Your blessings. I pray, God, for an atmosphere and an anointing in this place and in Your people that will make teaching easy and receiving easy. Then, Lord, I pray that when it's all said and done, that we won't just be hearers of Your Word, we'll be doers as well. And be so careful to give You all the praise, the glory, and the honors. In Jesus' name we pray. And those that believe that prayer said, amen. Come on, bless the Lord with me. Glory to God. Amen. 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 While you're standing, Mark chapter 5. To all of our ministers and to all of our ministry leaders and to all of you who are assembled here today and those who are yet to be saved, we thank God for you today. And to those who are online worshiping with us, we thank God for you. It's a blessed first Sunday morning in the month of October. And you have the distinction today of being on the wake-up list. And if that ain't enough to give God praise, I don't know what else is. Glory to God. A very familiar passage of scripture, Mark chapter 5. We certainly thank God for our new members, new additions to the body of Christ. Amen. Now, I didn't say new church members. I said new souls to the body of Christ. Amen. It is our duty to let them know they made the right decision. And if we can't have more enthusiasm for that, then nothing else we can do is going to make it. We ought to be excited when people say, I don't want hell, I want heaven. They ought to excite you. Amen, 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 amen. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to stop all this fussing. Y'all can't handle all that. And y'all be telling the boogeyman on me that I fuss too much. Mark chapter 5, verse number 24, and a few of the following. It's a familiar passage, but don't let your familiarity cause you to tune the Lord out today. I believe we can draw some fresh water from old well today. St. Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse number 24, scripture reads, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Somebody say, it got better. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples, the church folk, said unto him, now you see good and well all these people around you, and you go ask the Lord who touched you? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. Ask this question, how did he know? But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him. Let me go back. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, not to her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Say amen for the word of God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated in the presence of God. For a few moments today, beloved, I want to share with you from this thought, pardon the interruption. Pardon the interruption. That is a term that is given when regularly scheduled programming gets distracted. An apology is given from the regularly scheduled programming because something necessary comes up. It's not according to program, but it is still necessary. And there are times in your life that you think you know how it's going to go because you have a daily planner. You got a yearly planner. You got a monthly planner. You just know how it ought to go because you've written it down that it ought to go that way at that time at that place. But you've lived long enough to know that everything does not always go according to plan. And every now and then, your sovereign God will allow interruptions to come. And some of the interruptions in your life will slow your blessing down and allow yield for someone else. What do you do when you had a plan for one thing and end up going another way and you had to sit there and wait until the Lord was done doing what he wanted to do? The other afternoon, I was traveling back to town, and I got to the intersection, the most main intersection in town. You don't get no more main than I was at, the main intersection in town. And for some reason, this vehicle that I just purchased decided it said, drive me, try me and see. And that truck, for whatever reason, decided my plan was to get back quick, take care of a couple of ins and outs, and get back out to the school and prepare for the football game. But I guess my sovereign God had another plan. And he allowed me to have an interruption to my day, something that was not on my daily plan. I was going to get hung up in the middle of the road at an intersection, the most busy intersection in this town. And that was not on my planner. But God told me, pardon the interruption because I want to show you something. And all I could do was just sit there and wait. But in my waiting, God showed me so much. God showed me God showed me support. God showed me connectivity. God showed me so many people who came and were concerned, and so many people who looked out for me, slowed me down and saw how many people actually care about the feeble preacher. It showed me how you got to sometimes slow yourself down and let God see, let show you a beautiful day, show you just sit outside, just enjoy the beautiful day. All I could do was stand there and look at the sun. Nothing else to do. Couldn't drive. Might as well just stand there and wait until the Lord showed me what he wanted to show me. Now, it's interesting, as parenthetical, as I use that example, how people are. Because you see me standing, which lets you know I did not die in a car accident. And word got out some kind of way because they saw my truck and saw me standing outside. Somehow, some way, I've heard 5 different stories about what happened to me. Now, I told you I was just standing there because my truck said, drive me, try. And I just could not move. And I had to call everybody I could think of. And thank God had deacons show up and friends show up, members show up. And I said, well, Lord, thank you. And we just all had a good time standing out there in the middle of the road. And reinforcements came. But I don't know how in the world. I guess when the lights, people saw police lights. And now I was in a car accident. Then when someone saw policemen in my car, I was getting pulled over for drugs. Because they saw policemen in my truck. Ooh, Pastor Hamlin got picked up for drugs. People are amazing. Some of the dots we connect. But what, here I was, still standing, sitting on the side of the road, waiting on God to release. And since that interruption, I've had so many blessings. I've had so many things provided, so many things done that I never would have known had God not interrupted my situation. And such is the case in Mark chapter 5. And there's this brother named Jairus. Jesus is in a blessing mood. And we see early in chapter 5 that he has power over demons. For he has delivered this young man who was possessed with legion. This young man was found sitting clothed in his right mind. Also, Jesus is going to show he's got power over disease. And later on in this chapter, you're going to find out that your Savior and mine's got power even over death. I don't know about you, but I want to hang out with a Savior like that who's got power over demons. He's got power over disease. And he's got power over death. How do you know he's got power over death? One Friday on a hill called Calvary, your Savior and mine hung and bled and died one Friday. Gave his life for us, but then that's not how the story ends. He laid in a borrowed tomb, but 3 days later, he got up again with showed he's got all power, even over death. That shouts me today, y'all, to know that you ought to want to hang out with a Savior who's got that kind of power. It's good to know presidents. It's good to know governors. It's good to know our esteemed mayor, but I thank God I know Jesus today. I thank God I know a Jesus who has power over everything goes on in this world. And Jesus is moving now. He's the other side of the lake. He's moving into this region. And word has gotten out that Jesus has power. People have talked. I wish they would have talked about me like they talked about Jesus. I wish my Friday moment was that the Lord did something, Pastor Ham, not Pastor Ham got locked up for drugs. But people got to talking in chapter 5 about how Jesus is doing amazing things. And there's a great crowd of people around Jesus. And here comes this synagogue ruler named Jairus by name, who has a personal issue. He's a public figure, but he's got a personal issue. He's a synagogue leader. He's a ruler of the church. He is a church leader, but that doesn't matter. That can't handle his personal problem. I wish I had a witness here now. I say he's a church leader. He's a godly man, but he's got a personal problem that his public life cannot handle. He's got a daughter that's 12 years old who's at home, who's at the point of death. And you know what Jairus had to do? He had to come down out of that boardroom. He had to put that key up. He had to put that church position up. He had to make his way to Jesus because he had a personal problem that his position could not fix. I'm talking better than y'all saying amen. Because some of us think that
our public lives can overlook our personal problems. But the truth be told, as good as we look this Sunday morning, as pleasant as we look, as holy and devout and pious as we look, some of us ought to let God help us today and be honest and say, everything in my house ain't right. Sometimes my mind is messed up. Sometimes my heart needs fixing. Sometimes my body hurts. Sometimes my money gets funny. Sometimes my family go crazy. And we got to be honest with God and say, I may be a public figure, but I still got personal pain. If it can happen to Jairus, it can happen to me and you. Now, what I like about this is that Jairus had to come out the church and go find Jesus. Most of us think you got to go to church and find Jesus, but Jairus comes out. Y'all done shut down on me. It means that you don't go to church to find Jesus, but as long as I hear where Jesus is, I'm getting to Jesus. I wish I had some deacons. I wish I had some preachers. I wish I had some church folk this morning who say, I'm not too proud to beg Jesus. I'm not too uppity to say I need God. I'm not so big in church that I don't admit that I need Christ. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, where else can I go? I wish I had some church folk this morning who don't mind being honest and say, Jesus, I need you in the morning. I need you in the noonday. I need you in the afternoon. I need you in the evening. I need you in the midnight hour. I still need Jesus. Don't get me started. I came to teach today. Don't y'all start with that. He's a devout man. He's a pious man, but he had to come out. And the Bible said that he went to Jesus. He found Jesus in that crowd, and he bowed down before him. That shouts me, y'all, because even big people got to know how to bow down. Oh, you see, when you the bigger God make you, the lower you ought to go to him. I wish I had some people realize that when you try to exalt yourself, you're going to be brought down. But he that lets God exalt him, you know how to worship God in spirit and in truth. I'm going to tell you, this is not part of the sermon, but I'm going to tell you this to help you. The best way up is down. That's for free. I ain't going to charge you for that. The key for some of y'all, be more humble. Stop trying to be somebody you not. Stop trying to brag and be arrogant. All you got is two nickels you just finally rubbed together, because there was a day you ain't had but one nickel. Some days you ain't have no nickel. How dare, because you got a dime above poverty, now you all that. You still need God with a dime, just like you needed God with nothing. Let me leave that alone. Jairus gets out, and he goes and bows down and says, I need you to come to my house. I don't need you to come to my church and help my position. I need you to come to my house because I got a personal need. And Jairus, and the Bible says in verse number 24, Jesus don't say anything, but he just goes with him. Isn't that great, y'all? That he came to Jesus, and Jesus said, I'll go with you. And all the crowd decided to go with him. Y'all saw that in verse 24? And he went with him. Somebody say, with him. I'm going to try it again. I said, Jairus came out, prayed, worshiped, asked the Lord to meet his need, and the Lord went in his direction. I'm going to try it one more time. This man came down from his position, came down from his up place, and he went to find Jesus, and he bowed down. He got in the right posture, and he says, Father, I need you. And the Lord moved and went in his direction. That's good, ain't it? Ain't that good? That when you ask the Lord, but your Bible says if you ask, he'll answer. Seek, he'll find you. Knock, the door will be answered to you. Don't your Bible say that? So that's good news. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Because one of these days the Lord might come your way. Bible says that he went with him. Don't miss the shout. Bible says he went with him. That's good. Now, though, verse 25 says, but a certain woman. The plan is for Jesus to go with Jairus. Because Jairus is the one who came out, went to Jesus, prayed to Jesus, asked Jesus, and Jesus went his way. It was not on program for this woman. I'm going to try it again. Jairus is the one who came down like he's supposed to, come out there off his high horse. He went out to church, went to Jesus, fell on his feet, worshiped him, praised him, asked him, come help my baby. Jesus started walking toward Jairus' house. And in verse 25, one verse later, and a certain woman. pardon the interruption. We know Jairus' name. This lady ain't got no name. And got the nerve to be interrupting my program. I'm the one praying, not them. I'm the one in church, not her. I'm the one read the Bible, not them. So, Jairus has the worship and wait. This woman gets the break and be blessed. Okay, I lost you. Jairus came and worshiped and got the wait. This little lady who ain't got no name breaks in line and end up getting blessed while I'm in church all the time and I still got the wait. Ooh, it's some indignant Christians in here right now because you seeing folk who don't go to church living with the answer, and you still got a question. And you asking God what you did wrong. This Sunday morning, you ain't even expecting God to do some stuff. You really hot with God, don't want to tell him, but he already know that you hot with him, you're a little warm with him, because you seeing somebody else with something you ain't, that they ain't sacrificed for, and here you are doing the right thing. Now, here's the shout I'm going to give you. You ain't going to shout, but I'm going to give it to you. The Lord says, I'm going to deliver the woman, but I'm going to develop you. Amen. Here it is, Jairus. You Jairus is out there. This ain't even a sermon. I just got to get this to you. You Jairus is out there. If you get developed, you won't need as much deliverance. Amen. If you discipline yourself and get in the Word, you're going to need to be delivered from stuff because you ain't went there. Ain't you tired? I'm sorry, y'all. Ain't you tired of having to come tell the Lord the same lie? It's first Sunday. I can go on pastor, can't I? Ain't y'all tired? Come tell the Lord the same thing you know you don't mean yet. You even done modified your prayer. Lord, I'm trying. Tell other folk, you know my heart. Sure do. Don't get mad at me. I'm still with y'all. We still together. But ain't you tired? Come right down here with your head down. Everybody lay hands on you, pour oil on you, and go right back. 2 or 3 months later, here you come back again. Woo, I'm tired. Get a reboot, 3 months later. Whew, let them. So if you get developed, you won't need as much deliverance. Now, here's what you got to understand. The text shows us something. That this woman has an issue that Jairus don't have. And it's priority to you, but it might not be to the Lord. Hurry up, Lord. Come on when you come. Well, he might not hurry up. You can holler at him. You can jump. You can throw salt. He gonna still show up when he want to. Here it is. Here comes the interruption. So really, don't you forget about Jairus. I'm going to come back in a few minutes and talk about it. I'm done with Jairus for the moment because really, it ain't about him no more. Here's the problem. He starts the miracle. Even if he's not an immediate recipient, he starts the miracle. Y'all, some people go meet Jesus because you called him. Somebody go watch your life and go meet Jesus because of you. And you don't have time in this season of your life to be selfish, hogging all the blessings. It's going to be a coworker go meet Jesus because of you. It's going to be a family member meet Jesus because of you. It can't always be about you. So you got to take a back seat and let somebody break you in line and trust that God ain't forgot about you. So Jairus, just stand right here. Because we got a crowd of people. We got Jairus. And we got Jesus headed in some direction. And so we got this certain woman who has an issue of blood. She has this female hemorrhaging issue, many commentators believe. And it's been going on for 12 years. So point number one today, this part in the interruption, begins with a persistent defect. Y'all know what the word defect mean? It means that something ain't working right. Oh, Lord. Here we go. That means with your churchy-looking self, with your first Sunday in October-looking self, that you got to sometimes admit you got some defects. You know a truck I was telling you about that was driving real smooth? Come to find out, when they ran it, they had a defect. And I myself couldn't fix it. It had to go back to the manufacturer. Y'all missed it. Every now and then, you got some defects that you try to fix yourself. Come here. The Bible said this woman had went to the doctor and went to the doctor and went to the doctor and spent all she had trying to fix it instead of going to the Lord in the first place. Come here. How many of y'all have gone to everybody but the Lord trying to fix your defect because you don't want your personal defect to be a public defect? Her problem is she's got this issue and everybody know. Because then according to Leviticus chapter 15, a woman who's bloody like that, she's considered unclean. And she had to be set aside. She cannot be a part of the community. She can't be hanging out with everybody else. So every time she tried to go to the store, every time she tried to go here or there, because she's considered to be ceremonially unclean because she got some issues. What's wrong? What happens, y'all, when what's in you start coming out? I'm preaching, Ben, y'all saying amen. Tell your neighbor, that squarehead joker preaching already. But y'all actually said it too. Listen, she's got a persistent defect. Bible says 12 years. She has this consistent, persistent issue of blood. And she spent all she had. So she's sick, broke, and lonely. Because nobody want to fool with her. She can't work because ain't nobody going to hire because she got an issue. And she spent what she did have trying to fix it herself. And this woman finally says, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Beloved, I got a funny feeling this morning that some of us with our halos plugged in got to deal with the persistent defect. Now, I like this because Mark says she has an issue. Doesn't say she had the issue. Which means that puts us in good company because we may not have that issue. But man or woman, boy or girl, we all got some kind of issue. So don't get uppity. Just because that's not your problem don't mean that ain't your problem. Just because she's not your problem don't mean he's not your problem. All of us got something that's defective in our lives. Now, if there's a shout in this, here's the shout. With blood being a life source, with blood being necessary for living, how in the world does this woman go 12 years losing life and ain't died yet? That's why you ain't got time today to come in God's house with your head down, because as bad as it is, God kept your life. You didn't die from whatever it is you got going on. So how dare you come in God's house and not lift your hand? How dare you come in God's house and not give him glory? Because as bad as it is, it did not kill you. God kept you while you got it going on. Can anybody?
Somebody thank God right now for him keeping you, even though you got problems, even though it could kill you. God's deep sparing your life.
There it is. There it is, man. There it is.
But see, here, can I tell y'all something? Can I tell you what happens? We miss miracles looking for miracles. Yo, this woman losing blood 12 years straight and still living. Some of the stuff y'all living with, people are wondering how you living with it. Some stuff you going through, people want to know how you going through it. Can I tell you why? Because God got you set up for a real blessing, but you got to start thanking God that you got life, that you got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table, people in your life. It ain't that bad.
I got to leave that alone. Yeah, she got it. She's got an issue. But the issue that's supposed to kill her can't kill her because the Lord got a plan for her. That's your shout. That's why you ain't died from that shootout. That's why that drug overdose didn't kill you. That's why you ain't in the ditch right now. That's why you ain't in prison now. That's why you ain't on medication now, because God had a plan to set you up.
I wish I had some real people. Anybody look back over your life and wonder how God spared you, wonder why God spared you, because you know deep down God been better to you and you've been to him, you should not be here. Some of the stuff we've done, some of the stuff we've said, some of the places we've gone, some of the things we consumed, and God still gave us life. Ooh, come on, be real for a minute. Look back 10 years. Look back 1 year. Look back 6 months. And you can't tell God thank you?
Whoa! 12 years of dealing with it. Here's the shot. I'm still dealing with it. Y'all missed it. 12 years of going through it, but I'm still going through it. 12 years of handling it, but I'm still handling it. Here's your shout. You may have it, but thanks be to God, it ain't got you. You still got a praise. You still got life. You still got breath. And let everything that have breath praise. Hey! Yeah! It ain't that bad. Come against the pity party assignment in the name of Jesus. You will live and not die. You're going to stop walking around with your head down. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Stop walking around here moping like God can't take care of you. If he brought you through that, he'll bring you through this.
Didn't I tell y'all don't get me wrong?
Moping around. How you doing? Yeah, I'm all right. What's wrong? I'm just, you know, you ever just be blah? You ever just be, I don't really know what it is, but just be something? If you don't know what it is, live. If you don't know what it is, it ain't worth it. You do not, I want to help somebody. I got to move on. You ain't got to do all that moping and complaining to get attention. You actually get more attention praising in the midst of your pain than acting stupid while you're in pain. Because people go wonder what all the hell they going through. Why is his hand still lifted? Why is she still giving God the glory? It's because he's bigger than what's trying to bother me. In other words, if it hadn't killed me, it can't kill me. Is there anybody who can give God praise that whatever I'm dealing with, since it can't kill me, it won't kill me? All right. She got a persistent defect. And then we got to look at this personal decision and this interruption. She, because right now, nobody fools with her. Right now, she's got an issue that makes her untouchable. And maybe that's why we don't tell the truth about our defect. Because we tell the truth about our defect, people won't touch us anymore. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you knew who was sitting next to you. You think COVID caused social distancing. I better leave that alone. If people knew the nut that you sitting next to, and it's a nut sitting in your seat right now. And now, the hurting part for me right now, y'all looking around in your seat, trying to see who's sitting in your seat. You! Here it is. This woman said, I got a persistent defect. But the Bible says, she said to herself. Oh, y'all don't like that one. Because sometimes, come here, David, you've got to encourage. You got to make up in your mind, I'm sick of this. Anybody tired of being broke? Tired of being sick? Tired of being miserable? Tired of being throwed off? Tired of folk messing with you? Tired of the enemy? Anybody get tired? Okay, I know when you get tired because you go change and stuff. This woman did not go tell somebody else. She said to herself. And she, Bible says she heard that Jesus was passing by. She heard Jesus was nearby. Y'all missing the Bible. Don't y'all Bible say the same thing? She heard, hey, y'all, it's something wrong with blood. Ain't nothing wrong with her ears. And sometimes you got to use what does work until the other stuff can't get to working. And she uses her ears and says, I heard that a problem fixer is nearby. I heard that a healer is somewhere close. I heard about a man who can make things happen who's nearby. I've heard of a redeemer nearby. I've heard there's a savior nearby. I heard there's a messiah nearby. I'm going back to my Friday afternoon incident. It's amazing how many people I didn't tell but still heard. People use the two things they know work, them eyes and them ears. Because me, myself, I didn't call anybody. Wouldn't it be nice if we would hear and see Jesus moving? Wouldn't it be nice if we start talking about, instead of talking about the mess in church, let's talk about the message in church. Wouldn't it be nice if we talk about how people love in church instead of always talking about how somebody messy in church? See, it's all about what we're talking about and what we're hearing. And I'm going to go on and get in a world of trouble now, because some of y'all rather hear mess. You don't want to hear good news. And you got to train your ears because you got a need that's bigger than some mess right now. Let me tell you something. You can sit and let people pump you up and tell you that everybody in church ain't no good. You're going to miss out on a prayer meeting. You're going to miss out on deliverance because somebody is designed and assigned to put hands on you, to bless you, to love you, and you're going to let foolishness rob you of your blessing. They'll never, ever, ever tell the whole story. She heard that Jesus passing by, and she says, I'm sick of this. She makes a personal decision because she realized the doctor just can't do this. And y'all, it's one of two ways we go get this. Can I tell you the two ways you go get this? The easy way. Every one of us in this room who's at the age of accountability, you're going to learn one way or another that it's got to be God. You can try everything else you want. You can try any drug, any liquor, any relationship, any money. You go try it, and you're going to waste a lot of time before you realize, I've got to have Jesus. Now, it's going to come easy for you, or it's going to be hard. This woman decided to hit rock bottom and then decided. Here's your shout. You ain't got to hit rock bottom today if you're going to just say, Lord, help me. This woman spent every, now, you know what that means now. I can be, have money and be blessed. I ain't got to be saved and broke. Money is not the root of all evil. Ain't what the Bible say. It's the love of money. I like having money in my hand. I like having you. Y'all can sit there and be, oh, I don't want God. No, man, I like having some money. I like having some meat in the storehouse. Y'all crazy. You do not have to be nothing and then give God something. Because when God is first, he ain't got no problem with you having anything that you want. He said, well, he said, you seek me first and the kingdom of God and my righteousness and everything you need will be added unto you. You mean tell me I'm going to make other folk rich off of me? The doctor ain't help you, ain't help the lady, and she broke. The doctor healthy and got her money. And she's still bleeding. If you're going to go to Jesus first, you might have $2 or $3 and a healing. God took that money. No, you spent it wrong. Well, she says to herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. It's a personal decision. And she says, here's the thing, y'all. Every now and then, I know you got pride. I do. We all got a pride. We all have a pride problem. We do. But you got to get to a point where you get desperate. As the deer pants for water, so I thirst after your righteousness. You gotta be desperate for the Lord. See, we want to come to God cute. But look, man, your problem ain't cute. The enemy coming after your children ain't cute. The stuff trying to mess with your head, that ain't cute. The way sickness trying to ravage your body, that ain't cute. So how you gonna try to come to God cute? Well, Lord, if it be your will. Lord, I need you to help me now. I need something in my life. I need you to, hey, come in my house. Hey, come in my children. In the name of Jesus, bless my body. Y'all too cute for me. You gotta get desperate. Ain't no way I'm gonna block my own blessing. Because I'm too prideful. I don't want nobody knowing. Guess what? They won't fool with it anyway. This woman say, I ain't got nothing to lose but everything to gain. They don't fool with me, but guess what? They can't stop me now. I'm going to stop letting their stares. I'm going to stop letting their judgment. I'm going to stop letting their rules. I'm going to stop letting their laws block me from Jesus. If y'all don't want me to come through the door, I'll come through the roof. Don't want me to come through the roof, I'll come in the back door. But y'all ain't going to stop me from getting to Jesus. Is there anybody in Zion who says no more blocks, no more prevention, no more barriers? I'm going to Jesus. Bible says, He got close, and she pressed through the crowd. Now, here's what I like. It's a lot of folk holding on to Jesus. Only one person touching Jesus. I wish I had a witness here. Everybody trying to hold on so they can say I belong to him. But only certain ones trying to touch him. I wish I had about two or three touches. I need him to touch my mind. I need him to touch my body. I need him to touch my finances. I need him to touch my heart. I'm not trying to be proud. I'm not trying to be a hanger-on. I just need the Lord to touch me, so I'm going to touch him. Now, here it is. Here it is, y'all. Don't miss it. This woman know a little something about Sunday school or BTU. Because she don't necessarily say, I want to touch Jesus. She says, I want to touch something on Jesus. She knows because of her condition, she's not worthy to really touch him. But she believes if I could just get something that's close to him. I wish I had somebody. See, when you're really serious, you don't care where. I'm going to get there. Okay, y'all shut down. Y'all shut down. She says, I know I'm not worthy because I got some issues. And I know that I'm not worthy to really touch him. But I can touch some attached to him. Ooh, y'all missing your shout. That's why we're here today, because this is the Lord's church. This ain't Ham church. This ain't the deacon's church. It's the Lord's church. It's something that's attached to God. So I don't mind coming. I'm going to designate some time today to come to God's house and touch something that he doesn't touch. I didn't come to be cute. I didn't come to be prideful. I didn't come to be arrogant. I didn't come to work. I came to get a touch today. So, what y'all missing here, ladies and gentlemen, do y'all see this? This woman says, if, then I can. If I shall. If I shall, say it with me, if I shall, what's in the middle? Jesus. If I shall, if it's on me, shall is on him. If I can get to him, I shall have what I, if I can touch him, it's going to be all right. Come on, I need you to let him touch your house. It's going to be all right. If he shall heal me, if I will be renewed, if I will be delivered, if my baby going to be all right, if child going to be all right, if, yeah. I'm trying to quit. If I shall. If I shall. If I can get it off me and get it to him, I shall. I'm broken now, but if I can find my way to him, I shall be whole. I got an issue now. If I take my issue to him, I shall be whole. I thought I was in the right church. If I can be in the right place at the right time, touching the right Savior, it's going to be all right. Now, the reason I ain't finna get mad is because it's a personal. It's a personal decision. Here's my tragedy as a pastor. When people you love, care about, pray for, don't want it. They can I tell you people like that I feel bad for, who say, well, I done had this long. See how quiet y'all got right there? I've been done with this long, might as well go and keep it. I've been full of hell this long and done made it. Been by myself this long, might as well. Been taking my medicine this long, might as well go on just. Uh-oh, hell. Might as well go on just. And so this is one of those times why it's an interruption. You know, got to handle something here. Can we handle something together? She asked for Jesus. Jesus didn't ask for her. It shows me something that scares me. He can pass me by. He gave us the privilege of his presence. But if I don't want to partner with his presence, he will pass me by. We may not get next Sunday. But if I done heard that he's somewhere near, now, he didn't stop for the ones who was holding him. He stopped for the one who touched him. Because some people who hold him, you got me? You got my back? You got my back? You got my back? You're new. I just baptized you. You still fresh. Some folk holding him so we can't touch him. Y'all said y'all had me. Now don't you. Some folk got him held to block others from touching. So she found the hem of his outer garment. And many scholars suggest that they were holding on to his prayer garment. And it had the Jewish prayer garment that had tassels. And they were called tzitzit. Can the church say tzitzit? And the tzitzit were woven together, believed it had all the 613 laws of Moses on his prayer garment. So in other words, the woman couldn't necessarily touch the Lord personally, but she touched the word. Y'all missed your shot. Why do I know it's going to be all right? Because if I can't touch him, I can touch him through the word. His word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my... Because sometimes I ain't got catchphrases, but I do have a word. I may not feel like it, but I got a word. Mm-hmm. When the last time you touched the word and let the word touch you? I want to tell you today that the word works. Yeah. Yeah, the word works. So the Bible says that she reached through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment. Then, let's go thirdly, to a permitted deliverance. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman did everything she wasn't supposed to do. Stephen, she broke the rules, man. The rules said, if you got this issue, you can't get close to people, let alone Jesus. The rules and laws suggest she can't even be around a crowd. Yet, the Bible says she pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. She broke the rules. Here's what I can't figure out, how the crowd couldn't stop her. If a crowd is thronging him, how in the world this sister was able to get to his garment? Y'all don't be asking the Bible questions like that? I ask the Bible questions. Hey, Mark, why'd you write it like that? Hey, Jesus, if all them people hanging on you, how was that lady able to get to you? And the Lord says to me, sent me a fax. He says, Ham, tell them she was willing to go where others wouldn't go. They holding on to my power. She holding on to my promise. Some folk hang around for the miracles. Only a few folk come for the message. And when you get the message, you can perform your own miracles. I wish I had somebody. Look here, y'all. Look here. The Bible says it was a permitted deliverance. Well, how do you know it's permitted? Because she was able to get close. How do you know it's deliverance? Because watch this. The Bible says she started feeling within herself. Y'all missed your shout. The deacons ain't say she saved. The priests ain't say she got it. But within herself, she knew, I'm feeling better. I'm walking better. The fountain of blood dried up. I got a question. I got a question. Now, everybody sit down. Thank you for helping me right there. Sit down. Because I got a question I want to ask you. Boy, y'all hold it down for your boy. I'll be appreciating that. I got a question for you. Have you ever been around God and gotten his word, and things got better? If so, stand now and give God the glory. If you've ever received a word from God and you got better, don't fool me. Don't lie. Be seated, please. Well, if that's the case, see, I ain't setting y'all up, but y'all did this to yourself. If that's the case, if the word works then, what else do you need to work for you now? I went to my boss, man. I called Trump. He wouldn't even talk to me. Called Mayor Ham. He just grinned and kept on going. But when you go in the word for yourself, and you go. Now, New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, I got bad news for you. God is going to let people break your rules. Because they're trying to get to him. And too many of us want him to get to us. But some people really trying to get to him. And I need God to help me even now as a pastor stop fooling with people who want God to always come to him. I want to be around some folk who want to get to God. Because when you want to get to God, you ain't got no problem meeting with me. When you want to get to God, you ain't got no problem partnering and praying with me. When you want to get to God, you ain't got no problem doing ministry and mission. But folks who always want the Lord to come, I want to see who's passionate. I want to see who's persistent. I want to see who's prayerful and go see Jesus. Bible says the fountain. Ooh. Say the fountain dried up. Don't miss this. I say it's a miracle, right? It's a progressive deliverance. The fountain dried up, but the blood stayed. Don't miss it. Y'all shut down. Come over here. The fountain dried up, but he didn't stop the blood because she still needed the blood to keep living. Somebody ought to take thank God today for what he stopped. It ain't always about what God started. Sometimes your shot is over what he stopped. He stopped that lie. He stopped that mess. He stopped that sin. He stopped that foolishness. Because if he didn't stop it, you never would have. Okay, some miracles, y'all, ain't about where God go start. Some of your blessings is where God go stop in your life. I knew it. That's why I saved it for now. I knew y'all were going to praise God. Because some stuff God go stop in your life.